saying yes to who Christ is, that in our faith believe that the things that we have said that God cannot do in our lives, that God can. We need to say yes to that. Preach that this morning. Hallelujah. The yes that changed it all. Hallelujah. And tonight, we want to talk about another essential. How many know that we need to say yes to the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 16. We want to say again, thank you to the church for having us. And we're honored to be here. And some great people that have preached here and been here. Brother Vernon Jarvis, Brother Huff, and those that come through. I feel just kind of like the low man on the totem pole right now. Maybe a little intimidated. But we're going to, we know that we're just clay. We're just going to ask for the Lord to show up here today. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that's been done. The hotel, Brother Jarvis, for dinner today. We appreciate lunch today. We appreciate it. Wonderful. Acts chapter number 2, verse 16. Young people, are you ready? Hallelujah. I hope you're ready tonight. I want to see a move of God in this place tonight. Hallelujah. I said I want to see a move of God in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 16. Very familiar passage. Matter of fact, let's just read 15. You can't leave 15 out. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. That's what I want to preach on here tonight. This is that. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we know, Lord, that nothing is possible without you, God, and that we're very limited, Lord, in the things that we can say. But God, we know, Lord, that if you would grip this service here tonight, God, that people could walk out of here changed. Hallelujah, God, that we could see a move of God around this altar, Lord. God, that we could see these young people on fire for you, walking out, Lord, knowing that you got purpose for them in their lives. Hallelujah. God, I pray, God, that you'd meet us around these altars, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. God, we pray tonight, Lord, for us to have, Lord, such an expectation that you're going to do something great tonight, Lord, because we usually get what we expect that we're going to get. Hallelujah. And God, I pray tonight that we would expect great things from you. In your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. So, if we want to know what this is, we need to know what that is. Amen. In other words, I feel that it's important for us, especially in this day and hour, to know the authenticity of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you think that's important? Whenever I was looking up how to get here, I was, on my navigation system, looking up churches, and I seen First Pentecostal Church. Glory to God. Are you Pentecostal here tonight? Hallelujah. I'm a Pentecostal. I don't know. I just believe that. I still believe in the move of God, still believe in the Holy Ghost, and I believe that what happened back here in Acts number 2 is still available here to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've heard different things spoken about about this scripture and different sermons that are preached about the Holy Ghost. I'm going to kind of go a different route here than maybe what you've heard. I know that it takes unity for a move of God. I know that we need to see things happen and people need to surrender for a move of God. I know that we need to tarry to see a move of God and to seek to see the Holy Ghost. But I also feel like that it's important for us to understand that there are some things that the Holy Ghost brings to the table that a lot of times when we're preaching or when we're seeking after the Holy Ghost, we may well forget about. But I believe it's important to bring this to the table. What is that? If this is that, what is that? In order for us to know what this is, you have to know what that was. There's many imitations of the Spirit in our world today. How do you tell if it's an authentic Holy Ghost move? How can you tell if it's for real? I want you to know that I'm just here today looking up here at these flowers, beautiful flowers. And these flowers, somebody arranged it. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. But how many know that they're fake? Right? All right, now somebody come up here, smelt it. These don't smell like flowers, are they? Right? So I want you to understand that there are some fakes out there, some imitations of the Holy Ghost. And I was listening to Brother Clifford Hurst on one of his sermons here a while back, and I heard him talking about, the Holy Ghost in worship. And there's nothing more beautiful than being lost in the Holy Ghost. Amen? There's nothing more beautiful than seeing the Holy Ghost come on somebody. They begin to speak in an unknown tongue. Amen? And to begin to see that experience happen. But if we're not careful, we'll begin to seek after the tongue. We'll begin to seek after that experience. But what I want you to know here tonight is that more than just an experience, the Holy Ghost is a relationship that you're supposed to continue after that you have that initial experience. So we're going to go into some of these things here tonight, and we're going to go back to our passage and read a little bit more. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it came to pass in the last days. So I'm talking about the authenticity of the Holy Ghost. So we're going to go and dig into. We got to know what that is. We're going to talk about what did the prophet Joel, what did he prophesy? And then I want to go into another prophecy that Christ himself in the book of Acts chapter number 1 talked about in order for us to know what an authentic move of God is. And then I would like to experience that here today, walk away with it, and take it for the rest of our lives. Hallelujah. So the Bible says here, but this is that, verse 16, which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now listen, this is what was spoken. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. And on my servants and on handmaids will I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I want to break down just a little bit of this verse in this passage here. We see in verse number 17. Oh, hallelujah, church. How many are glad? The Bible says, in the last day, meaning the last or the days of the Messiah. Isaiah 2:2 speaks of this as closing all preparatory arrangements. Hallelujah. And constituting the final dispensation of God's kingdom on earth. In other words, I guess if I could just explain it to you young people like this, the last thing was done that needed to be done for the Holy Ghost to be able to come down and dwell in you. Hallelujah. The veil was torn. Hallelujah. The sacrifice was made. And now we have access to God the way that we should have access. Nothing in between. There had to be some kind of sacrifice that stepped up. Oh, and we see that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself, came down from heaven to earth. Oh, made that sacrifice. Why? So that we could live in a relationship with the third party of the Godhead the way that God has designed for us to live. Hallelujah. Everything was done so that you could possess, and I guess I should say it this way, the Holy Ghost could possess you. We're going to get into that in the latter part of this scripture, or the latter part of this, but it was in those days. In other words, everything was done that needed to be done. Hallelujah. And some people, you know, they talk about, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me just stay with my notes here. I'm going to get in trouble. But we see here, the last day, and then the Bible says that he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. In contrast with the mere drops of all preceding time. Hallelujah. What are you talking about, Brother Jerry? I'm telling you that it was different now than what it was in the Old Testament. All right, the Spirit dropped upon prophets and upon judges. We know the story of Samson. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he was able to do great and mighty things. The Spirit of the Lord dropped on people, but now, hallelujah, glory to God. Yeah, it dropped, and we've seen things done and miracles happen and all these different things. But then we see in these days, in chapter number 2, hallelujah, and in verse number, let's just start in verse number 1. The day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. I love this. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, set up on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I can tell you that it came as drops before, but in this experience and in this after Christ was crucified, we see the Holy Ghost not coming in a little drop here and there. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost was now poured out, and the Bible uses mighty and rushing. Hallelujah. So what are you talking about, Brother Jared? I'm telling you here today, young people, that back in the Old Testament, it would drop here and there, but now it comes rushing and it comes mightily. Hallelujah. I said it comes mightily. Oh, no, what are you telling me, Brother Jared? I'm telling you that now it comes pouring into somebody, filling them up, not just coming on, but living in and through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will pour out my spirit. Glory to God. And that's the reason why I got a problem with just simply, you know, a little drop every now and again. Hallelujah. In other words, I guess if I could compare maybe just at youth camp, hallelujah, or maybe just at revival, or maybe just at Youth Emphasis Sunday, hallelujah. But what I want you to understand is that when youth camp is over, and when youth when the yes day this Sunday is gone, hallelujah, when school starts in September and in October and things get busy and people begin to go with life, I want you to know something. You don't have to be satisfied with living without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He can be with you and in you and living through you at all times. Why? Because when he comes now, he comes as pouring out. Hallelujah. Not just a drop. Hallelujah. The last days I'll pour out my spirit. And then I love this, upon all flesh. Hallelujah. It was before confined to the seed of Abraham. Glory to God. But I don't know how many we got seed of Abraham here tonight, but I'm the seed of Indian. Glory to God. How I look like it, don't I? Hallelujah. Well, I won't say that. But upon all flesh, Acts chapter 10, beginning verse number 44, Bible says, and Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon all them which heard the word, and there were some that were of the Jews, and they believed and were astonished. Hallelujah. As many as came with Peter, listen to this, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I can tell you that the next part of that verse says, your sons, your daughters, your young men, your old men, your servants, your handmaids. What are you telling me, Brother John? I'm telling you here today that it's not just a distinction with a sex. It's not just a distinction with an age. It's not just a distinction with the rank or with the race. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit of God. Now the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, is poured upon whosoever will. Oh, let him come and drink. Hallelujah. I tell you here today that if you're in this service, hallelujah, oh, and you're listening to this preaching and you're feeling that tug of the draw of the Spirit, you can experience the Holy Ghost in your life. It don't matter what your age is. Hallelujah. As long as you can understand, you can be filled. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what your race is. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. Oh, hallelujah. We can all be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, church. That sure makes me happy that I qualify to be able to walk in His Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we also see over in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, Jesus begins to tell them what the Holy Ghost is going to look like. He tells them this. He says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what does the Holy Ghost look like? I want you to know the first part that he says about the initial effects of the Holy Ghost is this. Ye shall receive power. Oh, come on now. You're looking at me. Hallelujah. I said, ye shall receive power. And I can tell you that if you're walking after you receive the Holy Ghost without power, I question whether the Holy Ghost was authentic. Because the Bible, Jesus plainly says, ye shall receive power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were at a service on Monday night. Church there in Hot Springs. It was about 80 degrees in that church. Hallelujah. I was sweating so stinking bad. I'll tell you what. Stinking's the right word too. Hallelujah. Preaching back and forth there. Got him down to that altar. Called him down to that altar. Hallelujah. Just walking back and forth. Hallelujah. Preaching, still preaching. They're down here praying. I'm just trying to encourage them to press through. And I got my Bible and my iPad's just kind of put up. And I'm walking by, and all of a sudden I look, there's a little carton beside my iPad. And I look down, and I believe it said Marlboro on it. What in the world? Boy, I hope they don't think that's mine. Walking back and forth, didn't know what happened. And afterwards, Andrew Gonzalez got up, the pastor there, and he said these cigarettes, somebody has come and placed them here on the pulpit, and you're evidently you're believing that God's going to deliver you from this here today. I'm telling you, what I'm telling you here today is that you receive power. The Holy Ghost comes on you. Hallelujah. So he took that, and we didn't really know who it was. About halfway through the revival, a man came up to Andrew and told him, said, I've been hooked on cigarettes for 40 years. Said, I've been hooked on cigarettes for 40 years, and God's delivered me from them here this week. Hallelujah. I'm telling you here today, there's still power when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of something. I said, there's still power when the drug addict don't have to be hooked on drugs. If he can live and walk in the Spirit, I can tell you, we don't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. But I'll tell you right now how we're going to be able to do that. Oh, you read it in the cross and the switchblade. They'll tell you, how are you going to be able to live a life of freedom from the bondage of drugs? And they say, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's still the answer for us to live a life of freedom here today. Glory to God. Power. See, power. He shall receive power. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now what he's saying there, by might and power, is he's saying, you're not going to do it by your might, or you're not going to do it by your power, but you're going to do it by my Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you here today, young lady come up here, she testified here today, said I was going into a depression. I can tell you what that looks like. My brother passed away whenever I was 15 years old. Hallelujah. I just somebody kind of stay behind him. He was very outgoing, and I would be the person who would come up, put my 2 cents in every now and again, but really didn't have a personality past Justin Davis, my brother. But I can tell you here today, church, oh, glory to God, whenever he passed, I began to go into a deep depression. And my dad seen that I was going into that depression. Been a couple months past. School started back up, Brother Gilpin. I wouldn't even go out on breaks. You know what? I didn't even know. I didn't even know that I was depressed. I just thought, well, I'll just get finished about a year and a half's worth of work that year. And I just didn't want to go out on breaks. Didn't want to get up out of bed. Didn't want to all of a sudden, Pastor Davis began to notice that. And he told me, he said, Jared, you're going to have to, we're going to wake you up early. We're going to start reading scriptures that'll battle this thing. We're going to wake you up and say, Dad, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go do this or that. No, you got to get up, son. Got to do this. Hallelujah. I remember. Hallelujah. Oh, it was on a Thursday night service. I was sitting down. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. Hallelujah. I got up out of that seat and I come down to that altar when he made that altar call. Oh, Brother Israel Ochoa preached a message on a battle you can't afford to win. Talking about wrestling with the angel. Hallelujah. He said, I come up to that altar. And I can tell you, young person, whenever I come up there, it didn't take me too long till I was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I can tell you that depression has knocked on my door time and time again. But I know how to overcome. I'll tell you the way that I overcome. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can live in that power here today. Glory to God. Used to be bound by sin, but the power of your Spirit. Used to be bound by addiction, but the power of your Spirit. Used to be bound by bitterness, but the power of your Spirit. What I could not do in my own strength, what I could not do in my own might. God said, not by your might, not by your power, but by my Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the Spirit gave me the strength. What I could not do on my own power, the power of the Spirit gave me the deliverance I needed. And I can tell you here today, oh, what you cannot do on your own. Your own, young person, the power of the Spirit can come over you and in you and help you to make it through no matter what you're facing. Talking about the authentic move. That's that. This is that. Glory to God. If we can get that as this, hallelujah. Anybody confused yet? I'm starting to get a little confused. Power. He said, you shall receive power. The Spirit will come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses. So the twofold prophecy of Jesus here, telling them this is what's going to happen when you get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, you're going to receive power. And you're going to receive purpose. You're going to receive power and you're going to receive purpose after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses. I'm going to tell you where you're going to start right here, where you're at, Jerusalem. I love that. Glory to God. Oh, brother, got to get filled with the Holy Ghost. We got to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Oh, so that we can get ready to be used as an evangelist. We'll get that Dodge diesel Cummins 24 valve. Woo, son, pull anything, pull my house around if I wanted to. Get that fifth wheel. We'll go do a work for God after we get married. What God said is that, or what Jesus said is you're going to start in Jerusalem. In other words, what he's saying is you're going to start at home. So what I want you to understand is that God has purpose for you. And I'm not talking about 20 years from now. I'm telling you that God has purpose for you now. Hallelujah. He has a work for you to do now. Yes, we need to be in preparation for a long term, but I want you to understand, you don't have to sit around and wait, but you can have purpose from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That you can be used of God right now in your community, right now in your family, right now in your youth group, right now in your church. You can be used. The Holy Ghost wants to come on you and work through you so that you can have power and purpose. Hallelujah. Which I'm telling you that yes, God will give you enough power for the purpose. Hallelujah. Yes, he will give you. And we've heard many people talk about that God's going to help you to be. But what I want you to understand too is that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will give you enough purpose for the power. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost will give you enough purpose for the power. So what are you saying, Brother Jared? The Holy Ghost don't fill somebody so that way they can sit on a pew. But the Holy Ghost fills somebody and gives them the power. Why? So that they can do a great work for God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands all across the building. Let's just worship God for a few moments. Hallelujah. I said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you and live through you. But he wants you to do something. He wants you to have purpose in your life. Enough power for the purpose. And enough purpose for the power. And I tell you here today, all that you, if all you want to do is get filled with the Holy Ghost so you can put it on your story, on Instagram. That's then the Holy Ghost probably ain't never going to fill you because you don't have any reason to fill you. Hallelujah. One man said a woman was asking for prayer and the Lord spoke and said, why do I want to heal you? I think it was B.H. Clinton telling the story. Why do I want to heal you? So you can take another vacation? Hallelujah. Why do I want to heal you? I tell you that God wants to move on his people so that he can move through his people and be effective to those that are around him that he wants to make his people. Hallelujah. God can give you purpose here tonight if you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost or refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what I want you to do tonight here in a few moments, when you come up here, start asking God, want to be effective. Hallelujah. Don't let me be afraid to witness to somebody, to invite somebody to come to church. I tell you here today, the Holy Ghost comes on you so that he can work through you. Oh, we need purpose in our lives. We need purpose in our lives. If all you ever do is get saved and have salvation, and that's all you ever do, and you just sit for the rest of the time, all you're doing is just simply trying to live the hardest part of salvation. You're just simply trying to stay saved. Right? Hardest part of salvation, just simply trying to stay saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people make it their goal to make heaven. But I want you to know here today, we was reading Philippians today. Paul said it right when he says, to know him. We're all going to be judged by not how many Sundays that we were at church, but we're all going to be judged by how we know him. And I'm going to tell you something. It's more than just getting salvation and sitting down. It's more than just a goal of heaven. Our goal should be to know him. And heaven is going to come because we know him. Amen. And I want you to know here some tonight, young people, don't allow yourself just to sit, but find purpose for your life. Do something great for God. Hallelujah. Start now in Jerusalem. Yes, you may end up in Samaria or other parts of the earth, but start right here in Jerusalem. Do something for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Purpose. Purpose. Hallelujah. I want to end with this here today. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse number 3. I love this. You see, the Holy Ghost comes on us. Comes on all of anybody who wants it. It's a gift. Comes upon us so that we could receive power and that we could receive purpose. But then let's read on here. It says, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? See, that's the problem that we have. We make the Holy Ghost, getting the Holy Ghost, we make it an experience. And then that's it. I got filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, back whenever I was 16 years old, and that's all that ever happens. But the scripture here tells us, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? It takes the Spirit to save us. The Bible says no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit draws. It takes the Spirit to change us. Glory to God, we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it takes the Spirit to bring the fruit that God wants to manifest in our lives. And I can tell you, when you get the authentic Spirit, he will begin to produce the fruits. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit, I'm talking about how, this is that, we're talking about that. What are they talking about? I'm telling you what that is. How you know. Now I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing more beautiful than seeing somebody lost in the Spirit. Ain't nothing more beautiful than that. That experience is awesome. But that's not the purpose of being filled with the Holy Ghost. The purpose of being filled with the Holy Ghost is not just a one-night stand. It's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifestyle that you begin to live. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. What is this talking about? This is talking about the manifestations of the Holy Ghost through his people. And I can tell you here today, young people, how do you know that what somebody got is real? He will manifest himself through their lives. You can get up and hop around and have an experience and, you know, however it is, you can fake it is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not saying anybody of you guys, but you got to be careful about some of the places that you go. You can fake this thing. Some people teaching people how to speak in tongues. I can tell you here today that if you walked away from being filled or being refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll have love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joy. How many of you guys ever seen that person get filled with the Holy Ghost and then they got to hug everybody in the building? Hallelujah. Something changed. Look, they look so sour when they come up there. Hallelujah. But when they get done, you can't wipe the smile off their face. They can't even sleep at night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They go around, they're trying to make things right with people. What are you saying, Brother Jerry? I'm telling you that an authentic move of the Holy Ghost will produce the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said that you will have love. You will have joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Oh, I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost produces fruit. Why is it that we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? I'll tell you what. Now you got to understand, we cannot produce this fruit, right? We can't. We're just the flesh. We can't produce this fruit. It's the Holy Ghost that produces that fruit in us. And I can tell you here today, the reason why that God chose you to fill you or refill you at this camp, hallelujah, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's so that you, as the body of Christ, could go out and show people God. Hallelujah. Manifested through his church. I said so that he could be manifest through his church. What are you saying? But I'm telling you, when you go to the supermarket, when you go to the gas station, no matter where you're at, the people that are around you are seeing God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost came into you so that way people that are around you could see God. Hallelujah. Manifest through his people. Come to the piano tonight. Hallelujah. We're finishing up, but I want you to understand something here today. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to be satisfied with something fake. Hallelujah. You don't have to be satisfied with an imitation of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where you come in and you speak in some type of tongue. Hallelujah. And then you walk away and then you get home and you have to live the same life that you lived before. But I can tell you, young person, that you can get a hold of God in such a way here tonight that when you walk away, hallelujah, oh, that the Holy Ghost begins to manifest himself through you. Oh, you begin to live a life of purpose and you begin to live a life of power, and the Holy Ghost begins to be able to move through your youth group. Oh, begins to move into your family. He begins to... Holy Ghost has a liberty in your youth group. You begin to see revival break loose. I tell you here tonight, let it begin in me. Let it begin tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, stand all across the building. Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord for a few moments. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here tonight. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. I believe he's going to help us tonight around these altars. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait, tell me, Brother Jared, I'm telling you here today that when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, let it be authentic. Let it give you power. Enough power for the purpose and enough purpose for the power. Let it produce his fruit through you so that those that are around us can see him being manifest through this youth group. Hallelujah. Through these families, through this church, right here in London, Kentucky. Also, that God could be seen. I can tell you here today that the reason why he feels, you know it's authentic when you can walk out in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you can walk out, hallelujah, with the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, that's how we know, church. So let's just do what we've done this morning. Hallelujah. Let's just do what we've done this morning. Let's have the youth come up and just come across this front. And what we want right here tonight here in London, what we want is we want a move of the Holy Ghost, an authentic move of the power of the Holy Ghost that will do more than just give you an experience, but it will give you purpose and it will give you power and it will let you bear the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we're praying for. Come, young people. Hallelujah. Come, young people. Hallelujah. And if the ones that are filled with the Holy Ghost all would like to come up behind them and pray for this, if we could get our elders to come, oh, hallelujah, believe for these young people. Just gather in behind them. And